Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's the Buzz About? I'm joined by my partner in crime today.
Oh, hello there. Hello there, radio world.
And we are watching another classic, which I say at the beginning of all of my podcasts.
Hold on. Do you want to give them a clue?
I knew this was a good idea. We are watching Clue, the 1980s movie starring Tim Curry and a bunch of other people.
I fucking love Tim Curry.
He's just amazing. I feel like this is one of my favorite movies of his. And it's Clue, so it gets overlooked a lot.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a big fan of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
And then you can't forget, he was the original It, too. Spooky.
I never actually saw that.
Oh, you have to see it. It's so bad.
I was a pansy as a child.
It's so bad. It's so good, though.
I know Seth Green's in it.
There's a reason that made-for-TV movies are just garbage.
But sometimes those are the best ones to watch.
That's true. They become cult classics. What are you drinking tonight? It's not blue this time.
It's not blue. It is wine color, but it's mostly vodka. Probably about 50%
actually,
of it.
I know it's 50% vodka because I poured it.
And then some watery, flavory shit that makes it taste like candy.
It does taste like candy. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
What about you? What are you drinking?
Oh, whiskey.
No. Absolutely.
I'm hitting it hard.
Yeah, that's the point of the podcast.
It's like a dirty Irishman.
Ugh. Yum.
Yes, for real. Cheers.
So, Clink. For those of you who don't know anything about anything, or pop culture.
Pulp culture,
pulp
too.
Pulp culture. From Concentrate.
It's a little pulpy. It's fine. It's good for you.
It's a snack. And a drink.
I know. It's nothing like chewing your juice.
Mm. I love chewing my juice. Culture. Clue is a movie, but was originally a board game first, where you try and figure out who killed who.
Who done it?
Who done it? With what object? Yes. In what room? And I am surprisingly bad at it.
I wouldn't say that. I just like to think you explore all your options.
Yeah.
You don't want to, call anybody the bad guy who might not be.
Although, getting the aggression out by killing someone in one of these fancy rooms would be entertaining.
It would be entertaining. Especially if you were dressed like that French maid who looks like she is choking on her bosom, by the way. Way up there.
She probably is choking on her bosom. But I like the word bosom.
Yeah,
it's very appropriate for the
scene
setting.
Breaks and she's like, dude, I don't know why I'm dressed like someone from a Renaissance festival, but I can't breathe.
But it's easier to eat like a corn dog that way because you just stick the stick in it.
Yeah, more than you do.
You just look down and start eating a corn dog.
But seriously, can you imagine if that is what you had to wear to work every day?
Strippers do it.
That's true, but they also get to take it off regularly.
That's true. That just looks
she
uncomfortable.
She has to stay in it. Mm.
So Tim Curry is the butler. He buttles things. And one by one.
I'm sorry. What?
That's what he says later in the movie. He buttles things. One by one, and in some cases two by two, not like Noah's Ark, but like people coming to the mansion come and...
What? I'm sorry.
They arrive at...
How's that drink?
The mansion. And they're all kind of shady and not supposed to talk to each other.
But fancy. They're all very fancy. They have very nice outfits, lots of silk, lots of big hoods.
She looks like a flower in this scene.
Actually, her hood kind of looks like a vagina, just a little bit.
But, like, what's the...
But, like, a fancy vagina? Is that where you're going?
No. That? What's the movie with Rick Moranis where, like, the flower eats everyone?
The Little Shop of Horrors?
Yes! It reminds me of that animal, that plant.
You should watch that, too. God, I love that movie.
So they're all really fancy, and they're all instructed to come to this big McMansion and not introduce themselves and use fake names, much like I do, and they are instructed by Tim Curry to basically shut the fuck up and just wait for their host to arrive. So the first, 15 minutes of this movie, I would say, is people just arriving to this big spooky mansion.
Yeah, Yeah, slowly walking in, looking around, you know, doing that, like, dramatic chin lift thing as, like, the camera pans in and they're like, oh, something's about to happen. Or dun, the fact dun, that dun. What's-his-name has his wiper blades on and it's not raining.
Yeah, no.
Way to be prepared.
Normally I would, like, look up some of these people's names, but I won't. So there's the Sabrina the Teenage Witch guy, their principal. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Peacock, who I'm just going to call Mrs. Peacock.
That's all she's known for.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of looks like a peacock, too.
Oh, wet puppy. Aww. Let the dog in.
Make the people stay outside.
God, Jesus. These people are awful.
The person who I always thought was Susan Sarandon, but is not Susan Sarandon.
No, no, but she is in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah. Small world.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She missed Tim Curry. I forgot about the clock.
I mean, the clock is so, like, perfect for this movie, though.
It is. Spooky.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so they are driving or already at this house, but yes. They're driving up to it, and there's thunder and lightning and really trying to set the tone that this is a scary setting.
Bum, bum, bum.
I know.
So what, don't get me wrong, I love this movie. I have always loved this movie. What I don't get about this is no one seems to get absolutely hammered throughout all of this. But if I was in this situation, I would be that guy. I'd be like, oh my gosh, people are showing up dead in random areas. Like, what do we do? And just carrying around a wine bottle with me because that's the best way to handle situations like that. And you have a weapon.
That's true.
Anyone comes at you.
That's usually how I handle most of my unfortunate situations.
Is it the wine bottle?
It's just drinking in general.
At a girl. Usually I have a box, but a box and Dixie cups.
It's a little classier at this mansion.
Well, though. You know what?
Yeah, no, I guess they're just trying to keep their wits about them.
Makes sense.
It doesn't really work. I think they're all a little crazy.
So they all come very dressed up, which makes me kind of wonder, like, was this invitation sent out, like, this is formal attire type of thing? Because I don't think I would think to show up like that.
No, I'd be like the one sad sap in jeans.
Yoga pants?
Yoga pants.
Sorry, it's nighttime. This is just what I go to.
It's like Uggs and my yoga pants and a sweater.
Like, the sun went down, I'm in cozies.
No, you're just glad I'm here at all.
But seriously, where's the drinks?
Shots, shots, shots.
Oh, I forgot about the gong lady. God, she's so good.
So, there are, I don't know, let's say seven, just because I don't want to count, about seven guests that just showed up. And then there's two people who work in the house. There's the maid and the chef.
And the butler.
And the butler.
And the butler works there, too.
So, two extra people.
Because they're ladies.
Because they're not Tim Curry.
Fair. Okay.
And he's in, like, 7 out of 8 scenes in this movie.
Because he's delightful.
He is.
He's delightful.
Look at him. Oh, he buttles.
He buttles, yes.
He's in charge of the kitchen and the dining room.
Man, I wish there was a way to say that about my job. There's not. I can't even make it funny sounding. Oh, wait, yes I can. Unemployed.
Oh, God. As an account supervisor, I supervise accounts.
It's like the Cold Stone guy. Welcome to Cold Stone, where the stone is cold. Oh, is my ice cream being served with salt today? Excellent.
Have you ever went to tip them and they just, like, give you the death stare? Like, don't
please don't
dare.
Fucking make me sing. I'd rather be poor. Don't put a dollar in there.
I'd rather not
you.
Split that dollar 7 ways and
just
not
I'm
sing.
I'm the only one who sings.
Oh, my goodness.
This is not Broadway. I'm not pleased to be here.
Poor Cold Stone Mike.
Oh, I know. Cold Stone Mike.
That Mike I can remember.
I know. Very forgettable mics in our life.
Okay, so they're all here, and they're all eating soup.
Soup.
And they're slurping, which is fun.
I mean, may as well. You're with distinguished company. Why wouldn't you slurp?
What movie?
Wait for it.
Was
Back to the Future.
No, not that guy.
I'm not that's, wrong, though.
That's true. He is from Back to the Future, but the other guy, that guy on the right, and he's like, you want to see something funny? And then he, like, sticks his hand up his nose?
I'm pretty sure that he was in Rocky Horror Picture Show, too. I'll IMDb later.
It's a nose thing. He, like, you want to see something
and
cool?
And it's a straw, and he, like, sticks it up one side, and he brings it down the other?
No.
No? Okay.
No, but okay, well, We're going to movie pause. Movie okay. magic.
You know what? We'll cut this out. Don't worry. You don't have to listen to this.
None of this will be here, except probably us talking about elevator how music. It won't be here. That's the A-team song. Oh, I don't have internet on this thing because it's not connected. I'm going to just go on my phone.
Is this still recording or did you pause it?
No, it's still recording. Okay. I mean, I'll just edit it out, but I'm just record because we've been saying a lot of cool stuff while I've been
Well, muted. So I just realized, and for those of you who are, you know, Clue fanatics and are all about this movie, I just realized that Mrs. Peacock has a peacock pin on her shawl and never realized that before. I've seen this movie at least a dozen times. So yeah, little nuggets.
You know what she should have done is went 30 years into the future, and heard the Katy Perry song, and just started singing, I want to see your peacock, cock, your peacock, which is a terrible song. It's Little Nicky! That's what it is!
Wait, did you check it? Was he in Rocky Horror 2?
I'm not there yet. I'm still in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, scroll.
Okay, so I'm IMDb-ing as we speak Michael McKean, who plays Professor Plum, I believe. And I kept thinking about the scene that I remembered where he's like, you want to see something cool? And sticks his hand up his nose and like becomes someone new. And for the life of me, couldn't freaking figure it out. It was Little Nicky, which is pretty much the only time anyone's ever been happy and surprised and delighted to say the words Little Nicky.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Friend. Oh, yeah, he was the guy from Friends who, Mocklet guy.
He was the fucking Mocklet guy. And now, I love Mocklet. Just waiting for it to stop bubbling.
Shit, do you know what year Rocky Horror was in? The 80s, right?
Yeah. Or maybe the 70s.
You know what I could have done? Is Googled Rocky Horror and not got... Okay, I'm going to do that because I think that that's just going to be faster and easier. So they're all at dinner and they're all realizing that they all have somewhat of a government job or they're related to the government or something about government secrets. Mm-hmm. So they all realize that and then Mr. Body arrives. And he is presented as
you know what, he's host. Actually really good looking, so that last sentence works out fairly well.
Mr. Body
comes. Yeah. As did we all.
What a sentence. So Mr. Body arrives and is at the head of the table and is just kind of acting like a jerk. Like a Guido jerk though.
Very Godfather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little yeah. Given
he's just,
this,
he's just looking moody and
like
stoic.
Pretentious a little bit, and he's just like, "I know something you don't know."
That's probably why I'm attracted to him, actually.
Mm, probably.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, "You look like an asshole."
That might be come why I'm me. Like into Colonel Mustard because he's kind of like a "fuck you" type of personality.
And he's a colonel,
like Sanders.
Like Sanders.
I like biscuits, potatoes. Not so much the chicken. I mean, it's okay, but I wouldn't, like, go out of my way for it.
Mm. There's better chicken. It is convenient chicken, though.
It is, but I could go there and just get mashed potatoes and biscuits.
I do have very good biscuits there. Mm-hmm. Macaroni and cheese leaves something to be desired, though. Mm.
Carbs.
Mm. Just mac and cheese in general.
That's true. So they all go into this great room, which is like a living room or a family room or... a room, and they all sit down, and there's brandy involved, because that's a schwanky thing to
and
have.
And cool metal cigarette cases.
I know. She makes and it look just, cool to smoke. I mean, it is cool to smoke.
It's so cool to smoke. All the cool kids do it.
So, Wadsworth, who is Tim Curry, who, I didn't explain that at all in the beginning of the
film.
You know
what? Listen, if you haven't seen it, you should see it. Because this is a lot funnier of a podcast if you actually know what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh my god, yes! That's my caveat of every podcast.
Also, pour yourself a goddamn drink and get on our level. Mm. Yes. Or get on Katrina's level. Just spill all over yourself.
Are you really drinking unless you spill on yourself?
It's a sacrifice to the drink gods.
It is.
Pour one out.
Ugh.
Here you go, homies.
I love those drink gods. Okay, so So, back to the movie. They all go into this, like, living room area, and Wadsworth, who is Tim Curry, opens this envelope with instructions, and basically is saying that Mr. Body is the one that is blackmailing everyone, which is why they're there in the first place. They all get a little pissed off, because I would be at my blackmailer, too. And he tries to escape the house, and he runs all over, and basically, Tim Curry says, y'all fucked, the house is locked, and I have the key, and you're all staying here until we figure this out. But there's brandy involved, yeah. So it's fancier than prison.
That's true. All being blackmailed.
British.
That's right, Tim.
You know what? Have you ever noticed that, like, celebrities, like, okay, so Tim Curry, like, that's how I know him as, but if you call him Tim, it just seems weird. Like, he's, like, a normal person. Yeah, it's just like, hey, Tim. Oh.
True, but if you say Heath, everyone knows you're talking about Heath Ledger.
Or the candy.
That's true. Or the English toffee coated in delicious chocolate.
That's the candy.
Yes, I know.
Heath Ledger died, okay?
Oh,
this is the candy's world.
Shut your poor mouth.
I will not.
He was supposed to fall in love with me, and then he had to be all selfish and die.
Die.
Anyway.
Anyways, back to the movie. They are all being confronted about their dirty little secrets and why they're being blackmailed.
Right.
Whether it's you're having sex with your psychiatrist patients. That's not how you say that sentence. Whatever. I do what I want. Or you are selling secrets, or you're you're running a brothel. Other bad things that have things to do with government secrets. And they're all being confronted one by one. Except Mrs. Peacock, who's like, shut your mouth, I didn't do those things. But everyone else accepts it. Oh, and one of them's gay, which is totally fine, but this is like the 80s or 50s or wherever it's actually
sorry.
I'm not really sure. Bless you.
Thank you.
And apparently that's not okay.
So that's right, Mrs. Peacock. You keep that story out of the papers. You do you, girl.
Her dress is so shiny. It's like Christmas wrapping paper.
A little bit. Although everyone is actually wearing fairly shiny clothes in one way or another.
It's almost like there was a costume designer that was like, this would look good.
Uh-huh. Damn. Although I'm looking at her skin tight. Oh, no. I was looking at her skin tight dress and I'm like, there is no way that she ate at dinner and still feels comfortable.
That's true. But her legs were super shiny. Like, she got waxed that morning.
Yes. And then she went to a bowling alley and had them buffed.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she slid on it. On the grease? No. Wax. Have you ever done that at a bowling alley? I have. It's embarrassing. Especially as like a 12-year-old child.
I don't bowl well.
And I'm just like, I got this. And then I slid.
I avoid bowling alleys for that reason.
I think it was like my birthday too. And I just like face planted.
It's your birthday. You do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And if your guests were not nice enough to just follow your lead to make you look less stupid, then they shouldn't have been invited
anyway.
That is.
That's on them.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. I don't think she was.
You know, I can't remember her name, but the woman, her, with the veil and the short black hair.
Yeah.
Like the black widow who killed her husband or husbands.
Yes.
I like her. Because you know what? You know what? I feel that. You know, he was annoying her. He wasn't pulling his weight.
Yeah, no.
Like, eh.
Just get rid of
it. You know what would be really easier than being married to you?
Just killing you.
No, to having your money.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, just gotta get rid of them first. Why is she not on the IMDb page? Oh, there she is. Sorry. Madeline Kahn, she's dead.
Oh.
She died a while ago, 99.
Oh. What is her character name?
Mrs. White.
Wow, it's racist.
I didn't make the rules.
Then they dressed her in all black. It's also racist.
I mean, that's kind of the point. I'm going to keep this cheat page up. But literally, Leslie Ann Warren, I always thought was Susan Sarandon.
They look similar.
And they're not the same person, though. Also, Yvette doesn't look like a prostitute anymore.
No, she looks a bit like Stevie Nicks, actually.
Oh, she does look like Stevie Nicks.
She looks like Stevie Nicks. Wow, okay.
So they're still being confronted while we're having an amazing dialogue here. And that's it. That's what's happening right now.
So for any of you who haven't seen this movie, and shame on you if you haven't.
I was thinking shame on you.
Get out of my head. First of all, you absolutely should watch it, but you are so welcome for us kind of giving you this rundown.
It's true.
It's a very wordy movie. There's lots of great dialogue. Mm-hmm. There's horrible, horrible effects and fight scenes.
It's campy.
It's super campy. It's one of the best things about it. There's a lot of being kneed in the balls that happens in this movie.
Which is probably one of the best things to happen to balls. I mean, I would knee it.
85 is the year.
Oh, okay. It's a good year.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't alive yet, but I hear it was good.
It was fine. I wasn't alive yet either, but I hear good things.
Yeah, I mean, they were fine.
The world was just prepping for us.
Us, yes.
Yeah, they were just biding their time until something better came along. You're welcome, world.
It was coming very soon. It was arriving very soon. Jesus, fuck.
What is on your brain tonight?
Apparently.
I'm all about it. Wow, you should drink more.
Oh, no, I shouldn't. My liver is like, please, no. Don't tell her that.
Oh, but your brain.
Oh, but my body's telling me yes. Wait.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that how the song goes?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
We'll Google that later.
Okay. So, they are all confronted about their dirty little government secrets and how they're involved and why they're being blackmailed and yada, yada, yada. And Mr. Body is just like, oh, yeah. I'm blackmailing you, but
I have presents.
I have presents, and what can happen is...
By the way, so many of those presents fit in a briefcase, and I'm calling bullshit.
They're very nicely wrapped, though.
There's no way that all of those could have fit in one freaking suitcase. I watched him bring that in. No.
Do you think he wrapped those presents, or he gave those to someone to wrap?
He probably had them, like, mailed to somebody with a note asking them to wrap it. I'm just saying. I mean, that's happened
that's
to somebody
hard,
that I know.
That's hard to explain, though. So he gives everyone a present. And what's in those presents are...
In those boxes.
Presents, okay, whatever. Are weapons of destruction.
But random. So, yeah. Not like guns, not nothing
well,
like
one
that.
One is a gun.
One is a gun, but everyone gets a different thing.
So there's the pipe,
there's a
rope,
candlestick.
There's a candlestick, a knife.
By the way, the rope is also already tied into a noose, which is super helpful. If you're going to give
That's
a rope
true.
As a gift, make sure
make
it
sure
is already
noose.
Noosed up.
Yeah. A wrench, it's a gun.
Big joke on someone if that gun's not loaded.
That's true. So gun and bullets.
Yes.
So, there is a knife. So,
dagger.
Mr. Body gives everyone a random-ass present that has a weapon in it. But, again, do you give that to, like, your housekeeper / assistant to wrap? Or are you sitting there as Mr. Body being like, la 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 la, gotta wrap all these presents?
Do you wrap them wearing gloves so that your fingerprints aren't on them?
A smart person would.
Or do you give it to your assistant, secretary, whatever, to wrap and don't tell them that, so their fingerprints are all over it, and you're like, aha, I gotcha.
But I feel
next time you slack off at work,
that's true.
Framing you for murder.
But wouldn't that give you, like, the police a closer person to, like, confess the crime? Like, so they can narrow it down to, like, Susan Smith. Like,
still
she's in the
system.
I was so good at that. And then I was like, don't do that. Anyways. Probably gloves. Like the ones that you use to do bells, though.
Oh, like in church? Yes! Those chimey bells?
The chimey bells.
God, my sister and I were just talking about this the other day. Hold on. I think there's a bug on my floor. I
want to
get it.
Okay. So while my co-host gets her bug, I'm going to fill in what just happened. So they all got presents, and Mr. Body is like, yeah, I'm blackmailing the shit out of you. But to get out of this situation... Let's kill Wadsworth, one of you. I'll turn off the lights, one of you annihilate him, and then we'll all leave and I'll continue to blackmail you. Which is kind of a shit deal if you're being blackmailed. You don't want to keep getting blackmailed.
Also, how sad is it that this poor guy is just doing his job and then...
I know.
I would hate to be killed at work. You know what a slap in the face that would be?
Like, I know, but...
Especially if you're all ghouly and ghosty and you have to haunt that place forever, and then you're not getting paid to be there.
To be fair, though, both of us have died a little bit each day that we were at work, so that's a thing. At least his death was quick and painless.
That's true. You know what? Mrs. Peacock does have a great scream.
She does have a good scream. So, spoiler alert, Wadsworth does not die. Somebody kills Mr. Body.
I forgot that he slaps her.
I had to stop her from screaming. So she dies. He dies.
That is never going to play out in court, sir.
So Mr. Body dies. And everyone's like, who done it already in this movie? I don't know, like 30 minutes or something into it.
And then, oh, another scream from somewhere else in the mansion. Everybody rush out.
And oh, God.
I know. It's a good one.
I love the little, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, which is their little, like, tune when they're running.
It's very Mystery Machine.
Like, oh! Yeah. Yes, very Scoops.
The gang, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they were all drinking brandy earlier,
yes.
And Yvette, who was the maid, was listening because that's a creepy thing to do in a big McMansion, and realized that Mr. Body was dead because, you know, she was eavesdropping, and she thought maybe it was poison because of the brandy, so she just starts screaming her fucking head off and just like, ah! And it...
Sorry, I just...
So they all run in from the living room.
That's exactly what the maid sounded like, by the way.
No, she sounded much better.
She screams like a marine.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It was a compliment. This is very robust and rugged.
I'm a rugged screamer.
Oh.
What a thing to put on my dating profile.
I think that's an excellent thing to put on your dating profile, especially if I'm going to be vetting your future boyfriends.
Okay, anyway, so they all run from the next room to this room, and she's like, hey, I too drank the brandy, in her accent. That was not whatever I just did. And so they tell her to join their little gang, like, you shouldn't be alone anymore. Become one of our little, you know, circus troupe and stick with us.
And now everyone's, like, pointing fingers at each other, and they're like, well, you know, we were all given gifts with these weapons, so one of us had to have killed Mr. Body. So who was it? Oh, yeah, I forgot that the maid keeps flashing people. Her underwear, not her nipples, by the way.
Which are almost out anyways.
That's true. Look at her little hat. What the fuck does that even do? Look at doily.
It makes her look...
French?
More rapeable? I don't know.
Wow! Oh, man.
Okay.
Odious. By this odious man.
So Wadsworth is like, hey, this is my involvement in this. I'm also being blackmailed, or I was, or my wife was, and now I'm an indentured servant. Indentured? Is that the word? That's mm-hmm. the word, right?
That's the word.
I say a lot of words wrong, so I have to make sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. That just makes me nuts. Anytime for a wife to emasculate her husband. Oh, boo-hoo.
Oh, fuck you.
You feel like less of a man? Get the fuck over it.
Mulan saved China.
She did.
Like,
with really no one's help.
Yeah.
She had a cricket and a dragon. If we're going
they
by
They weren't that
the
much help, though.
Okay.
I mean, the cricket did very nothing.
Oh, he was so cute, though.
He was. And then Mushu did pretty much nothing either.
Comic relief.
Yeah.
Plus, she had a dragon.
Right, but I mean, she saved China, so, like, no one's gonna emasculate her because she's a badass bitch.
Right.
Anyways, so, fuck the 80s.
I bet they can find reason wrong with it, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, Wadsworth is all like, yeah, my wife is also being blackmailed, and now... Oh my God, I forgot. Okay, so if you've listened to all my other podcasts or Me in Life, if I'm like, I'm going to make a long story short, and then I follow that up by saying, too late.
To make a long story long.
But like.
To make a long story epic.
That, but I'm always saying like, to make a long story short, too late, because I finished my own quote.
Uh-huh.
That's from this movie, so I get to say it without it being annoying, because I'm pretty sure one of my podcasts, it might have been Raiders, I said it at least 7 times, and I had to delete a couple of them because I was annoying myself.
I don't notice that you oversay it.
Then I deleted a good amount of them because I was annoying myself.
No, just in general, I don't notice that you oversay it.
Okay.
But...
Well, that's good. Because I love saying it.
I'm going to notice it now.
You will, yeah.
Everybody run.
Everybody. Okay, so Mr. Body's dead. Yvette's in the room with them. And they are just thinking, who else is in the house? The cook is also in the house. The cook and her gong.
She's a good gong.
Who made monkey brains? So, I think she's a bad person. Who serves monkey brains to a group of people that they don't, like, serve chicken?
Oh, she was out of chicken. It's a very fancy place.
She only had monkey brains?
Hey, I've been to some fancy parties, and there was nothing delicious on the menu. Like, lots of escargot type of stuff. And it kind of tastes like a balloon. I'm not going to lie.
This, like, whenever they say monkey brains, though, I always think of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, good
And point. The monkey brains. And I'm just like, that's See, I nobody's
monkey
favorite.
Bread, because that's more delicious.
That is more delicious. Mm-hmm. It sticks together and it's yummy.
Oh, it's gooey. It's so gooey.
So they go after the maid. Nope, that's wrong.
Wait for it.
They go after the chef. They're going to go find her because she is another person that's in the house. And when they get to her,
bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, she's dead.
In the freezer, mm-hmm. by the way, very big freezer, uh-huh. walk in. She's been stabbed in the back, which is very sad.
It is sad.
It is very sad.
But it's
with one of her own knives.
Is it one of her own knives?
I think it's the kitchen
or
knife.
Or is it the dagger from earlier?
Oh, see? I don't know. I should have another drink.
Mrs. White just said an amazing... Ooh. I shouldn't share that. Never mind. Delete, delete, delete.
Elevator music. Oh, it was. It was her dagger. It was Miss Peacock's dagger.
Okay, cool. So.
Cut out my line where I sounded stupid.
So Mr. Body died by gun.
Yes.
Well, no. The gun grazed his ear. But that's not how he died. So the gun grazed his ear, and then the cook was dead by the dagger that was Mrs. Peacock's originally.
Oh, God. I forgot that they almost... Oh! So, again, for all of you, they decide it's going to be a really good idea to bring the cook's body back into the main room, that formal sitting room where Mr. Body was killed. And so they're all carrying her in, and they're all trying to fit through this doorway. And the guys in front are carrying her arms and her head, and they get distracted because they walk in and Mr. Body's body is gone. And so they just fucking drop her, and her face just plants right on the ground. And I feel like it is just such a good moment that no one ever talks about.
It's like a nice, like, 2 seconds of dull, like,
ka-thunk.
Yes.
Which made me wonder... Do you think that actress actually did have to faceplant, or were they nice enough to just get a double, or was that...
You know what? She's too much of a no-name actress. I'm pretty sure she had
She's like,
plant.
I don't even care. Yeah. Break my nose.
She's like, let me be in a movie.
Yeah, I was in Clue. That's my face print on that carpet right there.
To recap, Mr. Body was shot. At least his ear was. The cook was stabbed in the back.
Yes.
At least her back was. And then they come to the living room, and the body of Mr. Body is gone. So...
The body's body.
Yeah, the body's body is disappeared. So now they're just kind of like...
I hate when my body disappears.
You know, isn't that just dieting, though?
Yeah, that's probably why I hate it.
Food. That's where we're at, folks. And I'm going to hit pause. Okay, so we took a...
Drink break.
Drink freshener break.
And chips. Chip break too.
Chip break too. To recap. To recap. The chef's dead. Mr. Body was supposedly dead. But when they came back with the chef's dead corpse, they realized that Mr. Body moved. So where the hell did Mr. Body go? So they kind of like look around a little bit. And they realize that Mr. Body is in the loo. He's dead. In the loo. And he's really dead this time.
The bathroom, by the way.
Our listeners are sophisticated.
I'm sorry.
And they know what a loo
sophisticated.
Is.
Sophisticated? That's just British. That's not even sophisticated.
But anything that's British is sophisticated.
Definitely the accent.
Yeah.
Not the teeth.
No. So, like, we really need someone who's been British for, like, 15 years and then came over to the new land and then found dental care.
The colonies. They came over to the colonies.
They came over to the colonies Jesus. With their tea. The biscuits and tea. Wait, when British people say biscuits, do they mean cookies or do they actually mean biscuits?
I think they mean cookies.
That's the better of the two options.
Yes. I mean, they're going to have to search a while to find the tea because we put it in the harbor.
Ha ha, bitch.
Ha ha, history joke. But I'm fine. Okay, so now they decided, they found Mr. Body's body and they still have the dead cook. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you know what's a really great idea is let's put them both on the couch.
That is a great idea. You have to like...
Yeah. By the way, his hand's just on her butt.
Yeah,
on
I mean...
dead lady's butt.
Yeah.
If I'm ever an actress, this is the part I'm going to be playing.
I played the chef's ass in Clue. Mm-hmm. Nothing since
Not
then.
Not just the ass. I want to be the whole chef. No. But I would be the dead chef
that's
with some guy hand
double
her
ass. Oh, my God. So they're consolidating dead corpses is what's happening.
Makes sense. That's, yeah, I mean, you want to have them all together.
All together.
Just in case, especially if they keep moving.
That's true. The one's been pesky so far, so.
And now they're like, okay, what do we do? We should probably all leave the room together now that our dead has been assembled and answer the door.
Yes. Because they heard a knock.
And now they all answer the door.
As a group of like seven.
Which, okay, here's another thing. They're all standing by an open door to the outside,
yeah,
which they could use to leave.
No.
There is a murderer in that house, and yet none of them are just like, huh.
Yeah, no, they're just like, we're all in this together now.
And they're like, oh, it's raining. I don't know.
And my hair is already done.
Just like, I'd have to go find my coat. It's fine.
It's so far away. The chef's dead. Mm-hmm. I mean... I wonder if there's,
which
like...
Which would be a great fucking reason to leave, because...
It would be.
Food.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if they have, like, popcorn or oatmeal or something, like, tied them over.
Do any of these people know how to make their own fucking popcorn?
Maybe the butler. He buttles.
Very, very wet man,
yeah,
arrives.
Yeah. With a wet hat, which... For some reason, I feel like a wet hat is the most uncomfortable garment that could be wet.
Socks.
You're right. You win. But a hat would be close.
Yeah, but again, hat's really easy to take off, and he hasn't done it yet.
So socks.
You have to take your shoes off to get to your socks. The hat, you literally just put your hand up, knock it off.
So the reason that they opened in the door, they opened it in a door.
Wait.
It's Italian.
Hold on, let's reverse that for a second.
The reason they opened the door in the first place. Did I do it again?
Yeah. The reason that they went to the door is because somebody was there. They were a knockin'. They let said wet man
in. No, no, no. The reason they went to the door was to throw away the key to the cabinet where they put all the weapons in.
Which, again, you would think, like, yes, they were given these boxed random weapons. You're in a mansion full of very pointy things.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent to an airport being like, I realize that you have a computer cord that you could use to strangle anyone on this plane, but I really need to take your nail clippers.
Yeah, nail clippers are bad. You know, if it was like a 2020 edition, there would be nail clippers in that. And like a nail file, maybe, made out of glass. Anyways. They went to the door in the first place to throw away the key because they thought they had a great idea and they were going to put all the weapons into one area so that no more people could die. Well, that wasn't exactly true. Wait, shit, I spoiled things.
What?
Okay.
Stop giving away the fucking
ending. Sorry, they need to know. They already should know. So there's a freeloader in the house who needed to use the phone because his car broke down.
He's very wet.
He was very wet.
Very soggy. Damp night.
There's a moist night.
Oh, gross, man.
There are two dead people in the living room or whatever room we want to call that. And then there's this motorist vehicle person.
Which, by the way, they let this guy in to use the phone.
Yeah. And then they lock him in it. The room.
They lock him in the room, but they don't, like, let him know, like, hey, if you go wandering, you might stumble across a couple dead bodies. It's cool.
Because they're...
We're the upper class. This is what we do at dinner parties.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Get Out? That's what they do at dinner parties.
Yeah, those are, like, body snatchers, though.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
But I see where you're going.
Yeah. They do what they want.
They do what
they
want.
Because they're rich.
Yes.
Okay, they're like, hey, we should check the house to make sure that there are no other people here except for the, I don't know, eight of us that are right here in our room. And they said they had a good idea, which is not Scooby-Doo style, but kind of Scooby-Doo style. And it's like, we should split up. But they say that they're going to draw straws, basically, but to not kill turtles.
I forgot that she was just like, oh, but the upstairs is so dark.
Oh,
and I'm
you?
Scared of the dark. Like, turn on the fucking lights.
You're good
dude.
At French.
Thanks. I'm good at French accent.
I'm good at eating eclairs.
Nah, nah, nah. But again, they're in a mansion that obviously has electricity. And she's like, no, I'm sorry. They just didn't wire it to the upstairs, so I can't go up there. Worst help ever.
She's not good. But, I mean, would you be into your job if people were dying around you?
Okay, that's... No, no, no. You make a very valid point, especially since one of the help has already been off.
Yeah, I mean, she thinks she's next because... Her boobs are out. And if we know anything about horror stories, she's pretty
And there
much...
are no people of color in this movie.
Yeah, so she's next because she's the slutty one.
Yeah.
So they go and they search the house and they draw sticks, basically, to see who's going to be a partner up of who, because that does make a lot of sense. I wouldn't want to go walking around this house all by myself. I would want a partner. But Mrs. Peacock makes a really excellent point about how... The other half of the pair might be dead if they're stuck with the murderer.
Yeah, that's true. And there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to the way people are dying or the order.
Yeah.
Just
random.
Random. And again, we're looking at the upstairs right now as they split up, and there are lights on. So the maid's full of shit.
She's scared of the dark.
Was that your French accent?
That was really bad.
That was really good.
I don't know what that was.
It sounded just like her.
No, it didn't.
It did. You could be in The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
As the Hunchback?
As Quasi? Do you want to be Quasi? You can't. He doesn't have a great ending, though.
He's a big... Wait, what's his ending? Does he die?
Dies!
I don't remember. Is that in the Disney version? Does he die in the Disney version?
I don't even remember. Maybe. He has talking gargoyles, though, so that's a perk.
I just remember the guy that looks like Jonathan Pryce, who's the bad guy, and then the girl who's, like, I have a fun shawl on that's purple.
She has a what on?
A shawl.
Like a shawl. A shawl.
A shawl.
A shawl.
God, I say so many words wrong.
There's an L at the end of it. A shaw.
You should get that checked out.
Oh, I was just strolling along wearing my shaw.
Is it too late to get checked out if I'm autistic? I do too. But it constrained my toes too much. I didn't like wearing it.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Back to the movie.
Sorry. So they all
By the
split
way,
up.
I think you should release an unedited version of this. For your fans.
My 7 fans. That's being generous.
Hey, I'm one of those fans. I'll listen to this.
No, this is not being edited that much. You think it's going to be edited. It's not.
Well, you have to edit out the stupid shit I say.
No, that's the fun part of it. That's why we have a podcast where we drink. Mm. Yeah, that's part of it.
It's a fair point.
So, everyone seems to be paired up with someone that they don't really trust, which movie magic made that happen. So Mrs. White and Wadsworth are with each other, and they both kind of like hate each other in a way, even though they've only known each other for about 6 hours.
Hey, sometimes it takes like 2 seconds.
You know what? That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you meet somebody and you're like, ah, look at that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter even what they're doing. Like, look at that stupid bitch eating her crackers like she owns the place.
I know.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they could be perfectly nice. They just have one of those faces.
What about the asshole who has like a gluten intolerance?
Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
One of those.
Oh, pull yourself together, man. Anyways. So they all split up into groups of two, which I'm sure I've said
pairs.
About a...
pairs.
They... Groups of two is still a thing.
Small groups.
Small groups of two.
Also known as pairs. Or couples.
Ew, couples. Anyways, so they all split up. And they're searching the house for people that could be murderers or intruders or whatever, like bad people. And a good amount of time... Ooh, wow, lots of boob there.
So much boob. So like, much I was boob. Just looking at that. They're just like... It's like they have their own solar system.
Seriously, her crotch, if she was not wearing underwear, like, would just be exposed. Like, poor Yvette.
Maybe the unedited version of this movie, she's not. I'm sure you can find that on the internet. So are all the pairs?
Yeah.
All men and women? Kind of looks like
I think so. Yeah. I think it is. Are you
hiding? Which is lucky, since that was so random.
It was.
It was very random.
But it adds a bit of tension to the movie. I'm going to let's say we're halfway through. I don't really actually know. We're about 45 minutes into this podcast. So they're all searching the house. And we're a good, like, halfway through this movie. So this is adding tension to who the fuck's in the house. That's the tagline. That should be the tagline. When Madea remakes this movie, that's what it is. Who the fuck's in this house?
Who the fuck is here? By the way, I'll add, like, a little fun fact about our lives. Earlier this week, I had this random power flickerage outage thing that happened, and we were both here in my house and thought that the best way to handle it is to both grab scissors and then walk around the house and check it, because in the time, of course, that the power had gone out, apparently ruffians had broken in and decided that they wanted to hide under the bed. We just didn't hear them.
Yeah.
But yes.
I mean, I felt a little badass with those scissors in my hand, though.
It did.
It's like, I will fuck you up.
And again, we didn't run with them. We're very smart.
Yeah, we are smart. We just smart. Walked carefully. About to, like, cut a fool who broke in.
Yeah, we strolled with purpose.
Yeah, we did. I like to stroll with purpose.
Uh-huh.
Back to the movie. Everyone is supposedly split up in the house, but we do get, like, a cutscene to someone burning a lot of blackmail information. So that's a thing. And it's very, like, methodical because they have black gloves on and they open the case that was earlier housing all of the weaponry. So someone supposedly has a key to it, even though we saw Wadsworth throw the key out earlier in the movie. And they're all split up, and this guy is up to
I forgot about the wet guy. Who's still, apparently...
Who's still in the house.
Yeah, who's still trying to make calls in this room. He took his hat off, though, and his hair is wet, which apparently is the worst hat ever.
It is a bad hat. And we do see him get murdered with a wrench.
Yes.
Who...
He gets clapped. Oh, yeah. Sorry, dude.
Do you think that would kill you, though?
He's not even given the common courtesy of a name.
No, he's just, like, broken down man.
Aww.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Do you think that a wrench to your head would kill you, though?
It depends where on the head it hit you and how hard.
Hmm.
Science.
Oh, I feel like you would just get a bad, like, concussion out of that, but I'm not sure that would kill you.
Maybe.
But anyways, he dies.
Do you want to try? We could pause this for a second. I have wrenches.
I would only want to try it on a select few of people that I have in my mind who are not here currently, so. Oh, God.
We're drunk, but, I mean, that's what Uber exists for, right?
That's true. We can go to their house.
Yeah. Excuse us. Sorry to barge in, but we have an experiment. We need to test.
Please stand still.
Started with Clue.
Doesn't everything. The motorist is now dead by wrench to head.
Death by wrench.
Mm.
Sorry, bud.
And everyone is searching the house except Mrs. Susan Sarandon lookalike and Colonel Mustard. What's her name? Scarlett, right?
Johansson. No.
No.
No. By the way, this is a mansion. They find dead wet guy.
Yes.
In the main floor, the first floor of this mansion.
Mm-hmm.
She screams, and people checking the attic.
Yeah, they all hear her.
And then they hustle.
Yes, they do.
In heels. Very impressive. Hustle in heels down this big ass staircase.
What is this? Jurassic Park? Or world?
Oh, Lord, that was really annoying.
Yeah, it was.
I believe the dinosaurs. I do not believe that you can run through the jungle
so
in heels and not twist an ankle or break one.
I know. So it's Miss Scarlet.
Yes.
I double-checked while I was looking. And...
Miss Scarlet.
Her and Colonel Mustard, yeah, find a secret passageway into the room with the motorist. And they're stuck with this corpse. And they're like, let us out! Let us out! And the other people are like...
Because apparently having one corpse in there is a lot scarier...
Than the two corpses
than the two
earlier.
Corpses.
Mm-hmm. But so they're like, let us in, let us in. And they're like, let us out, let us out. And then someone trips over a gun and like hits the chandelier, which is only held together by like Creed or some shit. And then they take the revolver and they make the door open by itself.
The maid, by the way.
She's a really great shot, though.
She trips over to someone.
Yeah.
And, oh, move, Mustard, move. Move.
I can't take any more scares.
Oh,
that was such a bad cut, though.
So maid trips over someone with the gun in her hand, ends up shooting the rope that is holding the chandelier. And freeze it. And then she picks up the gun again and shoots holes in the door so they can finally get in, let them out. She's an excellent shot.
She is an excellent shot.
What?
Shot.
Sorry, what?
Excellent shot. But the editing on that shot was kind of piss poor. And I know someone who would edit this excellently.
I know someone too.
Aww.
Are you listening? We're talking about you.
You.
You know who we're talking about.
And so he would do so much better than what just happened.
Yes.
They hear the doorbell ring yet again, and this is something that I remember from my childhood when I actually watched this for the first time, and it's kind of a sad part because this, like, rando girl
dies.
I know.
Just, like, a singing telegram or something.
Yeah, but I used to quote this a lot when I was, like, 12, which is weird because I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you just die.
It tells a lot
about
your personality
and about like how,
this is the cop. Sorry.
Sorry. Forget you heard that. Forget it.
Edit it out.
So the cop's at the door. So this police officer goes like above and beyond his duties. And he saw.
Oh man,
we're great.
Jesus.
He saw an abandoned car, truck, or vehicle of some sort, and he goes up to this rando house and is just like, hey, did the motorist come here at all? Because I found a car. And
what's interesting, though, is he goes to the door, a whole group of people answer, and instead of asking, hey, did one of you break down?
Yeah, no, that's asks, not the question.
Was there a motorist that happened to arrive sopping wet looking for help?
Like a mop.
Like a mop, exactly. Was there a mop at your door, say, 20-ish minutes ago? Does he have a problem with, you know,
authority.
Household tools? Authority?
He is authority. No, that's not a thing. So, they're like, hey, yeah, you can use our phone. Which wasn't the question, but that's where we're ending up. And they lock him in this room because they want to finish searching the house for intruders or burglars or murderers. Murderers. That was from Tiny Toons, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Anyways, so they are like, they lock this copper into the room, which I don't know if I would do because that makes me look a little suspicious, but they do it anyways, and they continue searching the house, and he uses the phone, but it rings as we're speaking. And who do you think is on the phone? J. Edgar Hoover, like the vacuum.
I don't even have a comment for that.
Because it would suck. Get it? Because it's like a vacuum.
I hate you.
So, he's like, hey, J. Edgar Hoover. He's like, J. Edgar Hoover is on your line. And Tim Curry's like, he's on everyone else's. Why wouldn't he be on mine? That's a reference to him eavesdropping on everyone's lines. Fun fact about history. So he answers it and he talks to J. Edgar. And wait, that was a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, right? J. Edgar? Hoover?
Possibly, but now I'm just thinking of Gangs of New York and his horrible accent in that movie.
Shit, who was J. Edgar with?
Elevator music.
Do 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 do. That's Zelda. God.
I'm just waiting for you to do like the I Dream of Jeannie.
So I was right. It has Leonardo DiCaprio as J. Edgar Hoover, which is kind of a step back for him in his career because he won an Oscar with a bear. Anyways. don't I have a hair tie? So the cop is like, hey, J. Edgar Hoover is on the line, and Tim Curry goes to talk to J. Edgar because that's a big deal. And so while he's talking to J. Edgar, he wants to look around. And everyone else is like, okay, we're going to show you what good of a time we're having. So they start, like, making out with corpses.
Corpse eye sounds good. Why don't you go with corpse eye?
I'm going to go with corpse eye. They start making out with corpse eye and dancing with corpse eye. And
to make them look less dead.
Yeah.
Because they didn't, you know, they didn't home alone this thing and, like, set them up to music so it looked like they were dancing or anything. They're like, nope. Limited amount of time. It was a good scene. Limited amount of time. We're just going to, you know, raw dog this. And
that's true.
Mrs. White just decides to go all out with
just the makeout sesh.
Mr. Body's body.
Oh, I think I was one of the very few, like, 12-year-olds who knew this song, though, because of the scene. And I was like, life would be a dream. Hello, hello again. And, like, no 12-year-old knows that except me.
Well, and 12-year-olds when that song was popular.
Yeah, but that's been a bit.
She's just...
They also make the motorist look like he was drinking a shit ton, and they pour, like, liquor in his mouth, and then they start making out in the room by him. And her leg looks really good in this scene for some reason. Like, I would want my leg to look like that.
Yeah.
But, they say he's, like, dead drunk, which is a funny joke to the audience because he's dead.
But I'm fucked.
So, anyways, the copper goes around, looks at everyone, even the dead corpses, but he's fooled. So,
this is... not a great cop.
No, he's piss poor at his job.
No, he's...
He's
probably thinking, these fucking white folks.
That's true. I would also want to get the fuck out of this mansion, though.
But it's nice mansion.
I mean, it is, but, like, they all seem a little crazy.
Woody accents and marble and stuff.
Yeah.
Tim Curry does a great crazy eye.
I feel like... Oh, God. I'm sorry. You didn't see, but I just saw, but it made me laugh a lot. Oh, shit. Michael McKean just was doing some, like, hand, like, eye motions behind the cop's back. And it just...
And they were
it
clever.
It set me off. It made me giggle. So they all want to finish searching the house, not that the cops looked around.
I feel like, so...
The bad guy could have moved at this point.
Well, and I feel like where the chandelier fell is now not in the middle of the room, and there's not glass anywhere.
Yeah, that's
so
a little bit of continuity error.
Really, really...
Shit at her job.
Yeah. She's actually cleaning up very well.
Yeah, I mean, those boobs help.
It's true. Mm-hmm. That's where she puts all her cleaning tools.
Yeah, and all the shards of glass. Oh! Colonel Mustard just got hit in the head. With an ironing board.
Okay, if I ever have a mansion,
yeah,
it's going to have so many secret doors in it.
Oh my God, me too!
And then we can have clue parties. And we'll have just places that will be clean, but we'll add, like, those fake cobwebs and stuff
spider
to it.
Spiderweb, they sell that at Party City. We can go buy that.
Right, and you have an inn there, so.
Not anymore.
But yeah, I'm going to have, like, random giant-ass pictures on the wall that just lead to secret passageways.
They should be random giant-ass stick figures. Like, how perplexed would people be if they walked in and were just like,
interesting. Be like, turn off the light. They glow in the dark.
They glow in the dark.
Because then they'll be artsy.
Just call it modern art and no one can say shit.
Boom. Oh, and the lights go off.
Because a pair of dark gloves were just close-upped on, and that means that there is villainry afoot.
Closed up on.
Yeah,
the
that's
technical
the thing.
Term.
That's how it is in the biz.
For camera angles.
In the biz. Which, for some reason, when I say biz, I just think of Nesquik, and I'm not really sure why that has nothing to do with each other. Remember Nesquik?
I have Nesquik upstairs.
I bet that would taste good with vodka. Anyways.
Ugh, Lord have mercy, please don't do that.
So all these hooligans are running around the house, and Yvette the maid,
who's scared of the dark, by the way, and still decides to walk off on her own after making a big fucking deal
in the dark.
It being dark.
Yeah, she gets strangled in the dark by
the noose rope. Again, yeah. If you're going to give a rope as a gift, make sure noose that it's all new stuff.
Noose that shit up before you give it.
Because if you need to kill a French maid, you can't be wasting time tying knots. Oh, pipe in the dark, pipe in the dark.
Pipe!
Oh, buddy.
You know what would be a great name for a killer? Piper. And they pipe people to death. Do you get it?
I get it. Although I'm thinking of the pipe. Oh, singing telegram.
Okay, so we're going to have to stop because a lot of things just happened while we were both off on tangent.
Let's just pause this for a second. Okay, so as we were talking about the mansion that we're going to one day own, a lot of shit went down.
A lot.
Lights went off and because the lights went off, people decided that this is a good time to scatter instead of staying in pairs.
They're all doing shady shit.
All doing shady shit alone. And while this is happening, people are getting killed simultaneously with these random-ass fucking gifts that were left. Which, by the way, if you were an actual murderer, you think you'd grab any of the other objects in the house, kill somebody with that, and then like, hey, look, a candlestick. I'm just going to leave this by the body.
Like, why not like a bookshelf?
How did someone get strangled by a candlestick? Boom, boom, boom.
I know. Wait, bookends. That would be a great thing to kill someone with. Yeah. Or like a knife that was from the kitchen and not like the stabby one.
The giant ass kitchen?
Yeah.
So a dagger?
While we were having our little tangent, the maid died. She was strangled.
She got noosed.
Yeah, she got noosed. The copper died. He got piped. He got piped to death. And then some random...
Which sounds dirty, but unfortunately it wasn't
dirty.
It was
just a pipe to the
It was actually just kind of a hate crime.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I know.
It's unfortunate.
I know.
But then the doorbell rang. And this random ass girl. This
poor girl, dude.
I know. She had a singing telegram.
She's just trying to do her thing and make a living. And she's like, sure, I'll drive out to this mansion and sing to people because, you know what? My shift at Chick-fil-A got over early and I really need some extra money. Yes. And then she gets shot.
And she gets shot in like the face.
No respect.
I know. So three people die within like a literal 30-second period in this movie. And it's all dark because someone killed the power and we don't know what the fuck's going on because it's madness and it's dark and everyone's just like killing each other.
But luckily, again, because it's dark, everyone decided to like go solo. And so this, wow, you really took a big drink from that. that was a guzzle. It was impressive.
It's not my first rodeo.
Yep, everyone flew solo. So the murderer is very, very like old school murderer where even though everybody's running for some strange reason, he's able to keep up and like kill people. And so that's happening in so many rooms of this
all
house.
The rooms.
All we know about him or her at this point is that they are wearing black leather gloves.
Yes. And they know their way around McMansion.
Very well.
Yes, very well. And, like, they knew what was going on before it was going on, and they knew all the secret passageways.
They don't like singing telegrams.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, this is so bad for her.
Did I tell you that I once convinced one of my teachers to play this during class for, like, 4 days in a row?
I had a professor in college who... We had a three-hour lecture with him twice a week.
Yeah.
And for one complete 3 hours, he played the same scene from Escanaba in the Moonlight because it made him laugh.
The same scene
the
for
same
three
scene.
Hours?
Just kept rewinding it and kept playing it.
Jesus.
Yeah. I learned a lot in that class.
How people suck?
Yes.
There is no educational value to this movie, though.
Hey! I wouldn't exactly say that.
Okay.
What have we learned so far?
Death is funny.
Death is funny. We've also learned that the bourgeois kind of deserve to die, at least in this case.
Well, yeah.
Because they came to a dinner party and they, of someone that they didn't know, showed up at this random ass house in the middle of a thunderstorm, sat down with a bunch of people, did not test any of the food or drink that they were consuming.
True.
So, apparently, roofies weren't a thing.
But what about Anastasia? That's a movie that all of this could be applicable to, too.
Except for that was about the Russians and their civil war.
Okay, but that's, like, a different nationality. But still, like, they were all having a party, and then some, like, weirdo came, and then they all died.
Not exactly what happens.
That's what the Disney version told me.
That's what the cartoon... You know what? Just let that go.
It's John Cusack's voice.
Oh.
It's good.
God, I had such a crush on Dimitri.
I know! And then the little bat's like, and then I kick her, sir, and I just fucking love it. Oh, anyways, sorry. Tangent. So, yeah, all these people are fucking dying. And that's where we're at.
Remember when we paused this to catch people up and then we spent the last 10 minutes rabbit trailing?
They love it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to play it again.
Yes.
So we are an hour and 5 minutes into this and there are 30 minutes left. You're welcome.
You're very fucking welcome.
Oh my goodness, this movie's grand.
This is grand. There's just so much going on right now. Tim Curry's wet.
So am I.
He went into a room. Wow. That's not allowed to get edited out. That stays in. You heard it here first.
So, they play this record. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, doobadoobadoobad again. I don't know the words, but it sounds like that. So they turn the lights back on somehow.
Got to the lights. People are emerging, all from the same areas, which is very, very odd since they were all in completely different rooms when the lights are off. And, oh no,
oh
they
my
just
God.
Walked into the billiards room.
This
and
is
the
one
maid
of my favorite
dead.
Moments of the film, though, because they walk in and the maid's dead, and they've already seen like four people dead by this point, and they're just like, another
just,
dead body.
They see her, and then they all just turn around and just troop out.
They just shrug and they're like,
mwah. Mrs. Peacock can't even bring it to scream right now. She doesn't have it in her.
No.
They walk into the next room, the cop's dead. Same type of thing, like, ah, fuck.
A tidbit that I'm going to bring up during this scene, which will be relevant to the end of the movie, is that when they find all of these people dead, even at the beginning of the movie, when they find the chef dead, there are a few people in the doorways and they look at the dead people, but you don't really know because you're like engrossed in the movie, but it will all make sense later. The singing telegram girl's dead too. That not everybody is shown in the frame. Like, there are some actors or actresses that are missing. And you don't really notice it because you just are...
Because there's a huddle.
It's a huddle,
it's
and you are...
Straight.
You're on this journey from the very beginning that you are one of the people who is part of this party. So you just kind of accept that this is what you're seeing.
What would you want your gift weapon to be?
My words. I want them to hurt so much that they die inside.
See, I always thought it'd be cool, although you'd have to use it really fast to be gifted an icicle, because then the evidence just melts away.
It disappears.
Yeah. So I have to do is, like, kill the one person that you're there to get.
Yeah.
And then there's no evidence, and you're good to go.
So I feel like the best... Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm going to stop, because the tune of this part of the movie is my favorite freaking tune in the entire world. So do 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 do. Okay, my partner in crime just killed the spider and screamed like a little girl about it. But that is not a diss, because I would scream like a little toddler baby girl.
I
would be so much worse.
It was more of a squeak. Okay. Involuntary.
So Tim Curry's like, I know who done it. And he's like, do 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 do.
He has a great run.
He does have a great run. And he's like, in order to tell you who done it, I'm going to have to walk you through the whole events of the entire movie.
Yes, it's very Bugs Bunny playing baseball, where he's like
doing... Yes, he's on first.
Yeah, all of the areas at once. That's Tim Curry. Mm-hmm. He's running around, everyone's listening very, very attentively. Like, oh, please, solve this mystery for us. And he is just...
He does.
He's sprinting, and he rings the gong, and he's sprinting again.
He goes through all the events of the evening, from when they arrive to when the chef rings the gong, to when they eat, to where they sit, to where, like, oh, I love monkey brains, even though she's not British, and that none of that made sense.
You just wanted to say monkey brains.
I did.
Oh, I have so much drink left.
And I'm going to go back onto one of my previous podcasts and be like, oh, Harrison Ford. So,
yum.
But moving past that, so at 85, I'd still do it. Anyways. They're going through the events of the entire evening. So the last hour and, like, 10 minutes of movie, they are, like, zipping past in, like, a 4-minute increment. And they are just going through all the events. And Tim Curry is...
It's like a sum up.
Yeah. But with the catchy music. And he shows how everyone died.
Yes.
And why they died and how they died. So, like, secret passages and...
Which you'd think as a butler... He would have known about all these secret passages.
Like, while it was happening?
Or the fucking maid.
Yeah.
Who, again, is proving to be not great at her job.
No, she really only had also like one line of dialogue that was like, dinner will be ready at 7. And that was it. That was it. That's the only thing she said.
She was afraid of the dark too. Don't forget that.
I hope she got paid a good amount of money because I don't think I've ever seen her in anything.
Well, we haven't seen her face in anything, but you saw her rack a lot in this, and I'm sure her rack is featured somewhere else too because it's nice.
Wait, did I say maid? I meant chef.
Oh, the chef. The cook.
Yvette did things, I guess. Wait, is she the girl from the thing with the thing?
You know what? She could be the girl from the thing with the thing. It's very possible. Hollywood's a big fucking place.
It is a big fucking place, and I think she's the thing from the thing with the thing.
Again, you heard it here first, kids.
I'm dumb.
Also, so, another thing. They pulled the dagger.
Yes.
From the back of this poor cook.
Yes.
And there's no blood on it. I just want to point that out.
She's not the girl from the thing with the thing.
Lies.
I thought she was, but
empty
she's not.
Promises.
I know. Promises.
If I was the murderer, why would I reveal to you how I did it?
Because you're Tim Curry and you're amazing.
That's great. Man, that is a thick tie that man has on. I just don't know why it took me so long to notice this.
It is, oh my god, girthy. I would pay you to go up to someone and be like, that is a thick tie that you...
Oh my god, I just love how thick your tie is.
It's so girthy.
So big.
Oh my god. I would pay dollars and cents.
I'll mention again the unemployed thing. I will do it.
See? Wait, what's the Russian dollar?
Euro. I don't even know. I don't even know.
That's not it.
Something Russian.
Okay.
Vodka.
Ooh, vodka. I will pay you in vodka. No. Whiskey, because you like whiskey.
Thank you. I'll do that. We'll work for drinks.
Wait, I live right across from a pub now.
No, I need to visit it.
No. We're going to go.
Okay.
We're going to meet people.
So are her little sleeve things attached to her dress? Or no. Are they just extra
they're
sleeves?
They're just extra sleeves. She's so extra.
She's so extra. But she has Velma Kelly hair, for anyone who's seen Chicago. It's good. It's good hair. So, he's making connections now.
Tim Curry.
Making connections.
Yes.
Trying to kind of turn everybody against each other, just showing, like, why everybody had a motive. And, well, okay.
I just slapped myself in the face with a chin. I was like...
It goes in your mouth.
No, it doesn't.
It's so pretty.
Sorry, you were saying?
I don't even know.
Everyone's making connections with everyone.
Yes. And while they're making connections, everybody runs to different rooms very quickly because apparently that's how you solve mysteries.
It is.
Skedaddling.
That's how Scooby and Fred do it. So they run to the kitchen and they see that Wadsworth is in the refrigerator and pretends to be dead to show how they would have gotten from the living room or whatever to the kitchen without being seen because of a secret passageway.
Right.
So he is explaining how the murderer would have used secret passageways.
I mean, I don't even think this is necessary. I think just pointing out that there are so many secret passageways pretty much shows that it would be easy to get from one point
this
to another.
This is an amazing 10 minutes of the movie, though.
Oh, it's a great 10 minutes of the movie. Don't get me wrong. Very slapstick. Lots of very well-dressed people.
Yes.
Scooting.
That's a great word. Scooting.
Yeah.
They are all scooting around, and he shows how everyone would have gotten murdered at the beginning. So, Mr. Body, the chef... And that's really it, because everyone else dies in, like, a very conventional way, not, like, secret passage-y way.
Yeah.
But those two especially, like, how they died.
Yeah, I mean, the lights were off for the rest of them, so they pretty much could have been strolling around doing whatever the fuck they wanted.
And once they knew about secret passageways, like, it was, like, commonplace, so it was like, yeah, get it, secret passage.
So now that the owner of this mansion is dead.
Yes.
Who gets it?
I'd go with the butler.
Bum, bum, bum!
Wouldn't that be in the will, though?
You would think so. Does it look like he has a whole lot of family?
No.
Surviving family, anyway.
There's actually not a lot of stuff in that place either.
Finding one secret passage behind one painting, I would be checking every single painting.
All the paintings. All the books. All the paintings. All the levers.
I also think that any painting that's also a secret passageway should have those eye holes that you can, like,
look through. No. That scares the shit out of me. Like, yes, I agree they should have that. But also, I've seen movies like that, and it really makes me sad.
Oh.
Because I don't want people to look at me while I'm... Like, while they're a painting.
You just want people on the internet to listen to you.
Yeah.
Very different.
It's different. They can't see me. I am wearing a popcorn shirt, though, and I want everyone to know that because I'm dedicated to my art.
Your craft?
Sure. I also have a tattoo.
A popcorn tattoo. I don't have any food tattoos.
Food.
I just eat it.
I'm not
as committed.
I just like popcorn. And movies. Anyways.
Have you been eating popcorn in any of these podcasts?
No. I've been drinking a lot, though. And now I'm eating chips, so.
These are really fucking good.
Good!
You hear that? You're welcome.
You're jealous.
Yeah, you can eat vicariously with us. There's something about this that is very mystery science theater. Don't sue us, by the way, for dropping that. Like, the progression in drunkenness,
yeah,
and the snarky comments and the movie. I mean,
we're not robots though.
So you think?
My name's not Tom Servo either. I wish it was. He was really cool. He had a gumball machine as a head, and you know what? If I got to pick my head, I would choose a gumball machine.
I went as a gumball machine for Halloween once.
Me too.
Yes.
So they all have shifty little fucking eyes because they're shifty little fucking people. And Wadsworth is still explaining how who had done it would have done it if they'd done it. So he is going on up on that tangent. And
she's so pale. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's still talking about that. I feel like I'm as pale as Ms. Peacock.
Ms. Peacock. That's not Ms. Peacock.
Nope. Scarlet. Miss Scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
Peacock is a nice shade of tan.
She's rosy.
Yeah, she's rosy.
She's middle-aged rosy.
But I love how Wadsworth is just running back and forth between two rooms. Like,
this had to be a hard scene to act.
Yeah.
Because he's in dress shoes. He's on marble floors that had to be slippery.
And then a Jehovah's Witness pops up.
Oh, sweet lamb.
Aw.
So committed to his job. It has to be like midnight.
Armageddon is almost upon us.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten to us yet, and it's almost 2020. It should be fine. Yeah,
Ms. Yeah, Miss Peacock.
She didn't even take the tract.
Yeah, you like, shiny fuck yourself. Bosom.
I don't want any of your Jesus.
And Tim Curry's just like,
he's like, wait, must shut off the lights.
And he's just running the round. Running the round. I didn't mean to frighten you.
What is very impressive
is
that Tim Curry is acting all this out. He turns off the lights, knowing full well how quickly people have died.
Yes. I would be afraid I'd die.
Right. Anything can happen.
He's not.
And you'd think, since it seems like he has figured out the murderer, that he would be the next on the chopping block.
Right. And he explains how everyone has died from the very beginning. So, the maid, the cook, Mr. Body, the singing telegram girl, the motorist, the copper. I feel like I've gotten everyone. I might be missing someone. I don't know. So, all of those people have died, and he's explaining kind of like how that happened.
I'm telling you, for anyone who has not watched this movie,
watch it.
Watch it. Absolutely. But there is like a 10 to 15 minute replay.
Yeah, at the end.
At the end. So if you're, you know, short on time.
Or high.
Or
drunk.
And you just kind of want to like fast forward, you really could get to about like an hour and a half in.
Yeah.
Watch this part and it'll sum up the rest of
but
it for you.
Don't be a booger. So good. Do it. Like watch all of it.
Yeah, like don't be that I'm gonna read the last page of a book person because everybody hates you.
Yeah, no, they do. Even if you love Jesus, they hate you.
Especially if you love Jesus, they hate you.
That's true. No one wants a goody goody. So I feel like we're getting to the point of the movie, which is like an hour and some change into it, 15 minutes. That
where does she keep those leather gloves?
So Tim Curry is all about like "Hey, Mrs. Scarlet, this is how you did every murder." Bum, bum.
And again, she's in a skin-tight dress.
Yeah.
So the fact that she would have been carrying around an oversized pair of leather gloves somewhere in that bodice is a bit unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
But you know what? To each their own.
Yeah.
Some of us resort to chicken cutlets. Likes gloves for a little bit of lift.
They're like, hey, empty out your pockets if you're a man, empty out your purse if you're a girl. Who has the gun? That should be the person who's the bad guy. She has a gun. And so she is obviously, Avi, the bad guy, and points it at people and is just like, oh, but that's not my real job. I'm into government secrets. Blah, blah, blah.
Isn't that every government job is just secrets?
Secrets.
Secrets.
Yeah.
They're no fun. They hurt someone. There's a rhyme for
that. That rhymed!
I know.
Oh.
I'm a writer, by the way.
Hire her.
Please hire me.
Mrs. Peacock's a slut. Mm. And also a murderer. That's not...
Hey, no slut shaming here.
No. They don't equal each other. Those were two
and
things.
And they're also talking about Miss Peacock, who was the old woman.
She really means
Miss Scarlet. She's just...
annihilated with alcohol.
Very drunk.
There's lots of vodka involved. Vodka.
So much vodka.
I love you.
Watching her drink it has been really impressive.
Vodka!
I love you too.
You're my favorite. Anyways, Miss Scarlet's the bitch. Wait, I got that right?
Yes,
Miss Scarlet's the bitch. And she killed all the people. But, spoiler alert, too late. Wait,
huh?
That's wrong.
We're at the end of the movie.
Sorry.
Just go ahead. Just do it.
There are three endings to this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on which screen you saw it on, or which ending you picked while you were on the DVD menu, you got a different ending.
And since we are watching this on demand...
Yeah, we're going to get all of them.
Yes.
And
very exciting.
I've also
very exciting.
Only ever watched the version where I've gotten all three of them. I've never watched one where it's like, this is
really?
Your ending.
No, yeah. The first one I watched only had one ending.
No, I've only...
I had a VHS.
Aw,
that's
cute.
I know, isn't cute?
Yeah. I've always watched all three of them, like, right in a row. So it's kind of fucked with my head a little bit, because I'm like, I don't have an ending in mind.
This is not a choose-your-own-adventure.
No, it's
you
not.
You just know.
It's not like Black Mirror, where you get to pick.
That's... Yeah. God, that one was good.
I didn't watch that. So.
Ha! In comes the cavalry!
Mr. Jehovah's Witness comes in and is like, oh, God, I'm part of the FBI, bitches.
Which, honestly, a Jehovah's Witness comes to your door at midnight.
Right.
He's probably up to no good.
I feel like all
so than
of
being
them
a Jehovah's
are.
Witness.
So my mom got a Jehovah's Witness guest today, and they
did she answer it in her
she
underwear?
Did. No.
Way to do
but
it.
I told my dad about that, and that was I thought it was funny. So math is hard.
How many fucking bullets are in this?
That's line? The moral of the story. Math is difficult.
Aw, move, buddy.
Do. Okay, so that's how it could have happened. I know all the words.
But how about this?
Okay, so that's how it could have happened, but this is how it also could have happened. Do. So, Mrs. Susan Sarandon lookalike person could have been it. Miss Scarlet Sarandon could have been it, but that's not how it happened. This is maybe how it happened, and they show you a second alternative. Where Miss...
Love Miss Peacock.
Miss Peacock.
Gumption.
Yeah, she's got the gumpsh. And...
okay.
Miss Peacock is the badass bitch. And she's the hoe that leaves. And she takes credit for everything. She's got the gun in her pocket. And then she walks out like...
In her purse, not her pocket.
Whatever. Ain't no thing. And then she walks out to her car.
If that dress had pockets, I'd absolutely buy it.
Dude, me too. I bet it's from Target.
If it had pockets, it'd absolutely be from Target.
Shit.
Or H&M. They do pocket dresses too.
Yeah. So she walks out like she's a badass bitch. And then Jehovah's Witness guy like intersects her and is like... The power of Christ compels you, or whatever. And then,
sure.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets arrested after they sing, she's a jolly good fellow. And she's not a fellow, though, because she's a girl. And she's got a vagina.
Evagine.
Evagine. I'm uncultured.
They're all actually pretty good singers.
Yeah, they are.
I do like that she just sneaks out. Peace, bitches.
Yeah, I mean, I would do that.
I got a gun.
If I just killed a bunch of bitches and then I, like, peaced out, there's chocolate on the ground now. Mm-hmm. In one theory, Ms. Scarlet is the bitch. In another one, Mrs. Peacock is the bitch.
I feel like this is a little anti-feminist, I'm not gonna
lie. I feel like it is, too. So he goes to her car after they sing she's a jolly good fellow.
The Jehovah's Witness goes to her car.
Yeah, and the Jehovah's Witness, who turns out to be J. Edgar Hoover's pawn or whatever, is like, freeze, bitch!
And then all of these cops come out of nowhere. Yeah. There are spotlights.
Right. But not like the movie about the Catholic Church.
Girthy tie.
Well, I mean, because he's cool, because all cool people have cigarettes. That's what I've learned. So really, this last year of my life has taught me all cool people smoke.
Or vape.
Yeah. Or vape.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite people.
Here's what really happened.
But here's what really happened. And this one's a little more confusing because you can't just point it on one person.
By the way, we are to the third possible ending of Clue. Ben, Miss Scarlet. It could have been Mrs. Peacock.
Yes.
Or it could have been bum, 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 this.
And what happened was is they put this ending out to different theaters, if you may. So if you were in one theater, you would have found out that Mrs. Peacock did it. If you were in a different theater, you would have found that Miss Scarlet did it. And you would be blaming bitches for the rest of your life. But it's actually your fault. So we're on now ending three of how it could have ended. And a bunch of fucking people did it. And this one.
Men are to blame. In all of these, it's all their fault. It's all the guys.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
These ladies have been running around a mansion in very waxed floors in heels for hours and hours.
You know, even if they were the murderers, I feel like they should get a pass for doing that.
I know. It's very impressive. Mm-hmm.
So it's all about why people in Washington, D.C. would want to get you fucked up for what you're doing. And who stole the key out of Wadsworth's pockets?
Which is pretty much our politics today, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Who stole the key?
I mean, yeah. Yes, you!
Yes, you!
Oh my, it's so dramatic that it's amazing. It's all about, like, which bitch or hoe did this? Or which guy or slut did this? And that's not gender specific. Guys can be hoes and sluts and bitches, too.
Actually, yeah.
Oh my god. So Mrs. White is just like, in the flames are just like in my head.
Hello, GIF.
I know. God, you get it, girl.
Get it.
So everyone's just killing everyone in this one. Like, Miss Scarlet's kills someone, Mrs. White kills someone.
I like this ending best.
I think so, too. I feel like everyone should be murdering somehow.
I like that they all decided, I'm going to dress up and go to this dinner party with strangers with the intent of getting a mysterious package with some sort of random weapon and then just...
And then that's my chance.
Losing my shit.
Yeah.
Although you do think that a mansion this big would have more help than what they did.
Well, because everyone's dead now.
It's very clean.
Like, maybe they have, like...
passageways, kind of clean.
Maybe they have, like, midweek help and then weekend help. And this is the weekend help.
Oh, maybe, like, after hours help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the very, 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 very end, Mr. Wadsworth himself is holding the gun, who is, like, 2 + 4 + 5 + 2 + 1. Anyways... If you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyways.
Math is what she's talking about.
Math. So he's got the gun. And he's just like, haha, bitches, you all did shit, but I did shit too. So I'm going to walk away, and I'm going to keep blackmailing you.
He kind of, like, sashays away. It's not even walk. Like, he
I wish prances. He had tap shoes on, and then he'd be like, da 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 da. That was him.
Let's pretend he has tap shoes.
Okay.
We'll just tap every time he takes a step.
Tip ball change. Tip ball change. That was me from tap. I used to play tap.
How many fucking guns are in this now?
One, but there's lots of bullets.
Oh. No, he has a gun, and Wadsworth had a gun.
Oh, because he's part of the CIA.
Yeah,
or FBI, he is. Or some
and government. And he's doing a really piss-poor job at keeping people from getting murdered.
Yeah, he's not very good at it. A guy, Green, Mr. Green, that's his name, right? Mr. Green It was like, hey, suckers, I am part of an underground association of middle people that are like, ah. And that made sense. But he is a secret person, and
we have guns. I just didn't have any backup for this.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And then he calls in J. Edgar Hoover and folks.
Mm-hmm. And who comes and arrests the whole group to some very upbeat music, which, again, Wadsworth was just shot. But the sound of gunshots didn't bring them
running. It's J. Edgar Hoover. So he doesn't give a shit about gunshots.
No. He's just so used to them.
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da.
So the last sentence is about this guy who said he was gay from the very beginning, who's just like, I'm gonna go home and sleep with my wife. And then there's like cheering about it. I feel like it would have been even a better ending if he was like, I'm gonna go home and sleep with my husband.
Who misses me?
Yes!
Because it is the 80s and we should be over this shit by now.
And like, then he has a husband who's like into him and like loves him and shit. I feel like that would have been a better ending. Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Well, when we remake this movie,
yes,
that's what's gonna happen.
Obby. So if anyone wants to send us money, we're gonna remake this movie.
Yes. You can donate to the Patreon page that we have yet to make.
Yes.
But
when we do, keep it in mind and then donate to
it. We also like gifts.
Gifts or gifts?
Both. Gifts, ow, as in like presents, like a candlestick.
Yes, that's
wrapped
true.
Wrapped up.
Engraved. Yeah, we like that.
Yeah.
But give us two, because there's two of us, and like, we need each.
A candlestick is a bit hard to share.
It is. It's hard to share. We can do it, but I feel like two would be better.
Yeah. If they send a candle, like, one could take the stick, one could take the candle, but then it's still just kind of uneven.
But one's, like, more better for murdering.
That's true.
And the other
one's... Depends how big the candle is.
Better for lighting.
Yeah. Which, if the lights go out again...
That's true.
Actually, send me the candle, because apparently...
Don't be stingy. We want both.
And then we will hawk them
for
more alcohol.
Because that's really where we shine.
Because that's what the motherfucking buzz is about. Stay classy, peeps.